are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So Jesus is often seen as a source of forgiveness and redemption in Christianity. Central to Christian belief is the idea that Jesus, as the Son of God, offers forgiveness for sins and the opportunity for redemption to those who turn to him in faith and repentance. This concept is rooted in various aspects of Christian theology. So we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Alfred Machona, who's going to be helping us understand the whole issue of Jesus, forgiveness and redemption, and why we must choose him. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to our listeners.
We are good. Pastor, you are sounding a little bit far.
Okay. Morning, everyone. How are you this morning?
We are good, Pastor. It is better now. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Father in heaven, this morning we'd like to solicit for the presence of the Holy Spirit as we are about to study a very important subject in the issue of salvation. May you please guide us through, also our listeners, so that they grasp the concepts that are critical for our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, how did Jesus atone for humanity?
Thank you so much. Just like yesterday, the issue does not start in the New Testament where Jesus is born. The issue goes back to the Old Testament. You remember the sacrificial service that started with Adam and Eve, their children. So all those, they were pointing to Jesus.
Okay.
All those, yes, they were pointing to Jesus. And I think if you remember quite well the narrative in Numbers chapter 21 about the bronze serpent, there was an epidemic of some sort of snakes biting people. God was not happy. So Aaron was told to mold a bronze serpent, and everyone who looked at that serpent was to be saved. And those who didn't, they were beaten by snakes to death. That was pointing to an atonement, sort of. Christ atoned for fallen humanity. Now, if we follow all the sanctuary service that were taking place in the Old Testament, the lamp that was laid before the foundation of the world was Christ himself. Now, when we come now to the New Testament, we find in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when you talk of how Jesus now atoned for humanity, the issue goes back now to the cross. He's on the cross, the shedding of his blood on the cross. And I want to read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. It's very critical. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Just give me a moment. It says here.
No problem.
Chapter 1. Yes, and verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So in him, in Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins. Without Christ, there is no remission of sins. That's how Jesus atones or covers our sins through his blood. Now, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 gives us something very critical as well. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with the blood. And with that blood, there is no remission of sin. Not ordinary blood, not blood of animals, not blood of whatever. Christ died on the cross as the sacrificial lamb. Then there are some religions when it comes to that holiday of Easter, much people there about. Some people, they actually give their lives, just like what Christ did. Now, what they will be doing, that will be suicide. That will not be a sacrifice. That will just be suicide. You know, it's now different. Christ was God. And I think we are going to touch it as we go ahead with today's lesson.
So how, when we're looking about this atonement, that Jesus has done, what is our role in receiving this atonement, Pastor? What do we have to do to gain it? Do we have to pray? Do we have to do anything? Or we just have to sit and wait and then he does everything on him on his own?
We've got a part to play, even though we are not saved by our work. But we have a part to play. I think let me read, let's go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. There's something very interesting in there. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. We surely do have a role to play. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So there's an issue of believing and an issue of confessing. So Jesus did his end of the bargain. There's the other side of the bargain we ought to do. That is believing in him and also confessing our sins. We must confess our inadequacy to save ourselves. We cannot atone for ourselves. We must pray that God remove that spirit of self-sufficiency, that thing we can manage on our own. No, we cannot do that. We must actually declare incapacitation. Lord, we are incapacitated on our own. We cannot manage. We cannot do it. And the Savior now will come in and take out. Maybe we are kind of in a deep pit that we cannot come out on our own. So if we confess our sins, if we believe that he is Christ, he is our Savior, he is our advocate, then he can do that for us.
How is Jesus' forgiveness a reflection of God's grace and his mercy?
That's an interesting one. You know, when Christ or when planet Earth sinned, right, God was supposed to go just to destroy it. Just to destroy it, both for the wages of sin is death. He should have just blotted planet Earth out of existence. But he did not do that. He activated the plan of salvation. We spoke about it yesterday, John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, it's now open to everyone. So he chose not to destroy planet Earth because of his forgiveness. But his forgiveness is initially reflected on how he forgave planet Earth, how he not destroy planet Earth. You know, let me take this one to Romans chapter 5. Now, Romans chapter 5, I think it was something very interesting. In the Romans chapter 5, I'll read verse 8.
Verse 8,
yes. Verse 8 and maybe 2 to 9. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved the wrath through him. While we were sinners, he showed us his grace. He showed us his mercy through the plan of salvation that was laid even before the plan of redemption. So when we accept him, now when we sinned rather in the Garden of Eden through Adam and Eve, that's when now the plan of redemption was activated. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Christ now, like what we spoke yesterday, at the incarnation, he became human so that you could atone for fallen humanity. God became man so that you would save men. That's amazing grace. What ask for from our loving Savior.
With that, Pastor, is that why now we must choose Jesus? Like, is that why we must choose him, because of the forgiveness and the redemption? Without choosing him, does that mean that now there wouldn't be redemption or forgiveness?
It's about choice. One thing that I love about the God that we worship, he's not a king, he's not a dictator. He created us as free moral beings. We've got the freedom of choice. Yes, we've got the freedom of choice. Now, how now are we redeemed? You know, Actually, I'm very much fascinated by the term redeeming or redemption. It's actually a borrowed term. They borrowed it from the slave market, where slaves being sold. That's where the term redemption comes from. Actually, the term that they use for redemption is called a price was supposed to be paid. You remember when Joseph was taken as a slave when he went to Egypt? He was bought by Potiphar. But that's not the actual meaning. The actual meaning, the price that is paid is called a lutron. It's called a lutron. What does it mean? A slave could not redeem himself or herself. Or a kinsman or a relative, a blood relative, had to come and redeem him. And he or she had to pay a price in order to redeem a slave. So in this case now, Jesus is our kinsman. We have got the same blood that is flowing in our veins with Jesus. He's our kinsman redeemer. So what did he do now? He paid a lutron price. He paid the price to redeem us. And you know what? And that's not all. Christ himself was the lutron. He paid the price. In other words, he gave himself as the price. That's the essence of redemption. Christ paid it all. Christ became sin. Christ became the price for redeeming us as slaves. That's why he came down, born to a woman, and hung on the cross in order to save humanity.
How does he give us a fresh start every day? There's this... Oh, Pastor, we're missing you. We're losing you there. We're losing you in Mpendisi. Please come back. Remember, if you do want to get in touch with us, the number to dial is +27 734 703 520. That number again is +27 734 703 520. Pastor, do we have you back? We lost you there a bit.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you are back, Pastor. I was saying that as we wrap up, how does Jesus give us a fresh start every day? Do we get a fresh start every day? And what does that mean?
The fact that I know that I have a Savior who died for me, who died in my stead, it just gives me refreshed. The fact that I know that I'm human, I can fall, I can sin, but I've got a Savior. I've got a Savior who died in my stead. The fact that I've got a Savior who forgives me when I make mistakes just keeps me going. Let me read 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things I have written to you, that you may not sin. You may not make mistakes. But if you sin, we have got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So that alone, to me, it keeps me very confident day in, day out, in as much as I live one day at a time. But that keeps me refreshed, even if I make a mistake. Not that I make mistakes deliberately. Not that I sin deliberately, but the adventure I fall, I have got someone who can atone for my sin, someone who died, someone that I have confidence in. He is not human. He was divine and human. So he understands me better than I understand myself. So that's the goal.
Indeed. So, this is through it all. As we wrap up, what would be your closing remarks regarding the issue of forgiveness and redemption that we have seen Jesus do, or we are seeing Jesus doing for us? What would then be your closing remarks on that one, Pastor? And when you're done, please do pray for us as well.
Christ forgave us our sins. Day in, day out, but the major one, he died on the cross to forgive me for my sins. I want to challenge us to express or to forward, to cascade that forgiveness to our fellow friends and family. They also make mistakes. They also blunder along the way. But because Christ forgave us, who are we not to forgive our fellow brethren? So we must also extend that to them. Then the redemption. I want to assure our listeners, Christ died in our stead to redeem us from the fallen world. Thank you so much. Can we pray?
Yes, please.
Father in heaven, thank you so much. This morning we were discussing the issue of forgiveness and redemption. Thank you so much for the plan of salvation that was laid before the foundation of the earth. Thank you so much for redeeming us from the miry clay of our sin. I want to pray for our listeners. I want to pray for everyone who's listening to accept your forgiveness, to accept your redemption, so that we become sons and daughters of heaven. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mpundisi, for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.